Welcome to Niger Superfans Podcast.
Last Friday, we started an interview with Victor Osimhen's grassroots coach, Paul Idowu Erikewe, about the rise of the Lille of France striker. In this concluding part of the interview, Coach Erikewe speaks about Osimhen's travels at Wolfsburg, his exploits at Sporting Charleroi, and how much Osimhen is giving back to his roots, the Olusosun community. Coach Erikewe, after the 2015 FIFA Under-17 World Cup in Chile, your boy Osimhen joined Wolfsburg, where he spent 2 seasons. He played 24 matches for the German side in all competitions without scoring a single goal. What do you think happened to him back then?
Problems at times, if not well managed, in most cases affect performance. It was very unfortunate that he went to Wolfsburg without from him. This might have been as a result of psychological problems, which I'm not privy to know more about. It could be family, but the one I can specifically talk about is injury.
Okay.
Because when he got to Uber, he picked up an injury, and as he came back, he picked up a long-term injury. So that's the one I can really talk about. Others to the psychological, family.
During his travels at Wolfsburg, were you in contact with him? What was the advice you gave him to scale through such a difficult period of his career?
Yes, I was in contact with him. I've always been in contact with him for the history. The only advice I gave him is that injuries like this, though they have better facilities than us, but they should be closer to the medical team and have enough rest. Because it was a knee injury, and you can see me. It was of old, now coming up. Knee injuries, if not well managed, you come back, you go back, you come back, you go back. So my advice to him then was that he should have enough rest.
Osimhen played only a cameo role with the Super Eagles at the 2019 Africa Cup of Nations in Egypt. Was he disappointed that he didn't feature more regularly? And how did you help to lift his spirit?
In every national team, you have to take your time. Your time is your life. And going to that Nations Cup, though the seniors were there, the likes of Igalo, Musa, and Nende, those are the seniors who have really seen it thick and thin. They saw it before he's coming. So it's good that Roy did the best for him, taking him along to understudy. And you can now see that what he understudied then, when Igalo left the seat, paid off. So I was not really, how will I put it? I was even happy that he was invited to the camp. He understudied, he came up from the bench to key into
the team.
So it paid off.
Finally, Coach, what has changed about your boy, Osimhen, now that he's very famous? How does he relate with the people of Olusosun when he comes around?
That's one of the best questions I will answer and I do enjoy. This last December, precisely the 18th or so. Don't let me. This last December, he was here. His visit was a candidate. That's the best way I can put it. Then he came around to my house. In short, my house was more or less a national stadium. Because the whole community stood up for him. And you know, it's like he came back to the root, so to say. So virtually it's like his visit was right in his dream. Mm. He was playing back his records when he was old. Mm. But virtually every house is here.
Mm.
We went to every house to visit everybody. And thanked everybody.
Mm.
So, in short, the whole community stood up and was really welcomed. He spent roughly 3 to 4 hours within the community.
Wow.
When he was going, you know, people were not too happy.
He had to go.
Yes, the journey must continue.
If you have enjoyed this podcast, you can drop your comments below and share your opinion with other listeners. Thank you.